news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin today with encouraging economic news. The monthly job report on Friday morning says the U.S. economy added 559,000 jobs in May, a sign of a strengthening recovery as vaccinations rise and COVID restrictions ease around the nation. The unemployment rate dropped from 6.1 to 5.8%. Well, it's apparently still Infrastructure Week. The Washington Post reporting that President Biden, in a Wednesday meeting with the top Republican negotiator, Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, said that he would cut the size of his infrastructure proposal to about $1 trillion and drop his proposal to pay for it partly with a corporate tax hike. Instead, Biden suggested that they could raise money by eliminating loopholes that corporations and wealthy taxpayers use to lower their tax bills and setting a minimum corporate tax rate of 15%. Obviously, that's lower than the current 21% rate or the 28% that Biden originally proposed. But if it means that the 55 or so of America's largest corporations like Amazon, FedEx, and Nike, who've avoided U.S. tax liability for three straight years, would have to pay at least 15%? Well, that would be a good thing. Republicans proposed covering the costs of upgrading roads, bridges, and other infrastructure by repurposing unspent money that had been set aside for coronavirus relief. They say Biden's plan was unacceptable because it still sought to pay for infrastructure with increased tax revenue from businesses. I have an idea. Kill the filibuster. Sorry, I digress. The White House announced Thursday that the U.S. would start shipping out the first of 80 million COVID-19 vaccine doses that the president promised to send overseas. The U.S. vaccine supply is now exceeding demand, so the Biden administration has faced mounting pressure to share those doses with hard-hit nations that are struggling to contain the virus. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said some of the initial doses were being sent to India, Gaza, and the West Bank, and other places that he said are facing crises. Well, some Democratic House members have signed a letter to the White House, urging the president to get more aggressive in distributing vaccines to help countries like India, South Africa, and Brazil, where the coronavirus crisis is particularly dire. Here at home, COVID-19 cases among children have fallen to levels not seen since October, but experts are still urging parents to vaccinate their kids if they can. One reason is that states that don't reach high enough vaccination thresholds may just be prime for another outbreak, this according to the director of the National Institutes of Health. Facebook changing some policies? They're announcing Friday that the social network will end an exemption for politicians from its rules against hate speech. This change would mark a major reversal following a lot of criticism that they were too lenient on powerful leaders during Trump's presidency. After the 2016 election, Facebook weighed the newsworthiness of political speech against the threat that it would cause harm. Well, under this new policy, the company will stop considering newsworthiness and decide whether to permit posts by politicians based solely on adherence to those anti-hate rules. In cases of extraordinary newsworthiness, Facebook could still make an exception, but would disclose those cases publicly. Two Senate committees are expected to release a 100-page-plus report next week on the security failures that led to the January 6th Capitol insurrection. The findings from the Senate Rules and Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committees will likely provide the basis of a new funding package to increase Capitol security. But the report does not examine Trump's role in the run-up to the attack. The Republicans are still trying to block an official bipartisan commission to investigate the attack. Two Capitol police officers shared their experiences for the first time on Thursday, saying rioters beat them, threatened to shoot them, and called them traitors. And they don't understand why the Republicans are trying to gaslight the nation about what happened on January 6th. U.S. Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Gunnell speaking on CNN Thursday night.
People got hurt. People got injured. I got her, I got injured. Threats were made against the officers, against their family, against the members, against the vice president, and against the speaker. And for them to whitewash this, like I'm making it up, like somebody told me that, this is why Black Lives Matters or Antifa. There was no Antifa there. All the people, all the sea of people that was there, they were saying, President Trump sent me here. He's our president. He sent us here, and we won't listen to anything that you say that day.
And then this happened. Former Vice President Mike Pence acknowledged for the first time that he and the former guy don't, quote, see eye to eye on January 6th.
January 6th was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift action of the Capitol Police and federal law enforcement, violence was quelled. The Capitol was secured. And that same day, we reconvened the Congress and did our duty under the Constitution and the laws of the United States. You know, President Trump and I have spoken many times since we left office. And I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye on that day. But I will always be proud of what we accomplished for the American people over the last 4 years. And I will not allow Democrats or their allies in the media to use one tragic day to discredit the aspirations of millions of Americans.
What? But Pence still didn't blame Trump for inciting the riot that nearly got him killed. Pence's remarks were made to Republicans gathered at a dinner in New Hampshire. They were his most detailed discussion of Trump's attempts to overthrow democracy and remain in power, despite losing the 2020 election by 7 million votes. Sad, really. Well, it took long enough. After more than 2 years, former White House counsel Don McGahn is testifying before congressional investigators on Friday. This has been in the works since McGahn defied a subpoena in April of 2019 following Trump's orders. Although the impeachment trials are done and we're now well into the Biden years, the battle to get the testimony has continued. For Democrats, it's about the principle of the thing. But the Washington Post is reporting that the appearance is the Democrats' way of demonstrating that congressional subpoenas must be obeyed, an argument they offered throughout a lengthy legal battle that looked like it was headed to the Supreme Court. But finally, this deal with the Biden administration ended with an agreement that brings Don McGahn to Capitol Hill on Friday. Unfortunately, this hearing is being held behind closed doors. So the Justice Department seems like they're finally going to get serious about dealing with cyber warfare. After some huge attacks, including one that shut down the Colonial Pipeline and created fuel shortages in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic, the DOJ announced a new policy on investigating ransomware attacks as terrorism. The internal guidance issued Thursday came as the world's largest meat producer, a company called JBS out of Brazil, worked on getting its U.S. plants back online after a ransomware attack blamed on Russian hackers forced a brief shutdown of its U.S. plants. It disrupted distribution, raised meat prices, and caused some shortages. Under this new guidance, U.S. attorneys' offices will share information through a central task force in Washington, D.C. to help make connections and, quote, disrupt the whole chain. And finally, a report on the dozens of unidentified aerial phenomena, as they're calling them, documented by Navy pilots, is expected very soon. On Friday, the New York Times published some early details from the report, saying that U.S. intelligence officers have found no evidence that they are alien spacecraft. Okay? But the report doesn't explain decades of unusual sightings and does not firmly rule out the theory that they could be alien in nature. Just saying. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.